The rain that never stopped. Once upon a time, in the lush green valley of Nandipur, where the hills met the skies and rivers sang lullabies to the sleeping flowers, there came a rain that never stopped. It all began on a Tuesday morning. The clouds rolled in slowly, soft and grey, like shy elephants. And the first drop fell on the tip of little Millie's nose as she stepped out to collect guavas from the orchard. She laughed and looked up. More drops followed, gentle at first, then more determined, before the whole valley was under a shimmering veil of rain. "Oh, it's just a monsoon shower," said Dadaji, sipping his steaming cardamom tea on the porch. "It will pass," said Dadaji. But it didn't. The next day, the rain was still there. It tapped on windows like a polite guest and danced on the rooftops like a carefree child. Streams turned into little rivers, and the air smelled of wet earth and mango leaves. 3 days of rain," said Amma, squinting at the sky. "It happens. Nature has her moods. But by the end of the week, the whole village was whispering. The rain had stopped, not even once, not for a second. It poured at night, it drizzled at dawn, and sometimes it came in heavy sheets that made even the buffaloes take shelter under the banana trees. Children stopped going to school. The market square became a sea of puddles. The postman, a thin man named Gopal, who always wore a yellow turban, had to paddle a boat to deliver letters. And through it all, little Millie watched from her window, wondering when the sun would return. No, she wasn't afraid, not as yet. Millie loved stories, especially the ones Dadaji told on rainy nights. He said the valley was once guarded by the rain bird, a magical creature with features like sapphire and eyes that could see the truth. The rain bird kept the balance of the seasons, but when it grew tired of humans who no longer respected nature, it vanished, flying beyond the highest clouds. Do you think the rain bird is angry again? Millie asked one night, curled beside her Dadaji. He paused, looking out at the steady downpour. "I don't know, Beti, but sometimes when something goes wrong in the world, the old stories have the answers." That night, Millie made up her mind. If the rain bird was real, and if it was angry, someone had to talk to it. Why not her? At sunrise, while it was still raining, Millie packed a small bag. She took some parathas wrapped in banana leaves, a flask of sweet lemon tea, and the red stone her grandmother had given her for courage. She wore her raincoat, slipped on rubber boots, and stepped into the endless rain. No one noticed her leave. Everyone was too busy trying to scoop water out of their homes or worrying about ruined crops. Millie walked beyond the rice fields where the scarecrow looked like soggy ghost, and through the forest where even the monkeys had taken refuge in the hollow trees. She followed the river upstream where the water was rising dangerously fast, until she reached a place no one dared to go anymore, Old Thunder Hill. The hill was steep and slippery. Lightning cracked above, but Millie pressed on, climbing carefully with the help of twisted roots and mossy rocks. Her heart beat fast, not from fear, but from hope. She finally reached the top, just as a strange silence fell over the world. The rain paused for the first time in weeks. Not a drop fell. And there, on the edge of the cliff, stood the rain bird. It was more beautiful than any story had ever described. Its feathers shimmered like wet moonlight, and each moment echoed like a musical note. Its wing stretched wide, and when it blinked, Millie felt as if the universe had paused to listen. "You have come far," the rainbird said, its voice like wind chimes. "I came to ask why you're crying so much," Millie said bravely. "The whole valley is drowning. People are scared. The trees are falling. The fish are swimming on the streets." The rainbird looked at her with sadness. "I am not crying. I am trapped," said the rainbird. "Trapped?" "Yes. Long ago, I was bound to the rain by an ancient promise. I would only give rain when the earth needed it. When people planted trees, respected rivers, and lived with kindness towards the land. But over the time, the promise was broken. Forests were cut, rivers poisoned, and the winds forgotten. The rain began to fall without balance. I can't stop it anymore. I am the rain now, said the rain bird. Millie felt a lump in her throat. That's not fair. Not everyone forgot. I didn't. Dadaji didn't. Amma plants flowers. Papa saved the banyan tree. Isn't there anything we can do? The rainbird tilted its head. There is one way, but it requires great courage, said the rainbird. I am listening, said Millie. The rainbird explained that deep beneath Old Thunder Hill lay the heart of weather, a crystal so old it pushed with the memory of every monsoon and summer. If someone pure of heart could reach to it and speak a promise to nature, the balance might be restored. Will you try, child? The rainbird asked. I will, said Millie, without any hesitation. The bird raised its wing, and a doorway opened in the rock, glowing with the golden light. Millie stepped inside. Millie descended into a cave where glowing roots hung from ceilings and strange whispers filled the air. The further she went, the heavier the air became. At last, she stood before a giant crystal shaped like a teardrop, glowing with soft blue light. Millie knelt and placed her red stone on the ground. I promise, she whispered, to always listen to the Mother Earth, to plant trees, save water, and teach others to care. I may be small, but I surely will try, said Millie. Suddenly, the crystal flashed and the cave trembled. Far above, the rainbird let out a mighty cry. And for the first time in a month, the rain began to slow, and gradually it did stop. When Millie finally returned to the village, the sun was breaking through the clouds. The people came out blinking in the light, as if waking from a long dream. The fields were soaked but alive. The birds returned, and the fishes went back to the rivers. Everyone wanted to know what actually had happened. And though Millie told the truth, most of the adults shook their head and said, "Ah, children and their imagination." But the children believed, and Millie believed most of all. She and her friends started a green club in the village. They planted trees, cleaned the streams, and even built a little shrine with a feather carved in the stone to remember the rainbird. And every now and then, when Clouds gathered in the sky. Millie would look up and only smile, because sometimes even the endless rain can be stopped by a single promise made with heart.